Should you take advantage of the 401k no penalty withdrawals due to COVID-19? This can save you a ton of tax. Up next.
This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio with New York Times best-selling author and your host, Doug Andrew.
This is Doug Andrew speaking to you, our incredible national audience, from our three-dimensional wealth studios nestled at the base of the majestic Rocky Mountains. This show is about empowering you, people and organizations that want to optimize their assets, minimize taxes, and empower their authentic wealth. Well, many of you may know that I have a YouTube channel. Three Dimensional Wealth is the name of the YouTube channel. It's free if you subscribe. And I release every single morning an answer, an in-depth answer to a question that has been asked anywhere from 30 to 300 times a month for the last several months. And in the last month, there have been actually thousands of times that this question has been asked. Should I take advantage of the 401k no penalty withdrawals that are allowed under the COVID-19 stimulus rules? And I want to address this in depth because this is a significant opportunity for many of you out there listening to me. Now, if you've heard me talk about yet-to-be-taxed IRAs or 401ks as people retire, many times they get shocked because of the amount of taxes that they end up paying at retirement and during retirement. And they were always told that they would be in a lower tax bracket when they retired, but that has not been true, or what I call axiomatic, just assumed, for more than 25 years. But so many people, I think, get duped into putting pre-tax dollars into 401ks and tax-deductible contributions to IRAs, and it accumulates tax-deferred, but then when they retire, now they have to pay tax, but they're not in a lower bracket because they've been going down the highway, like I say, with one foot on the gas pedal and the other foot on the brake pedal, and they didn't know they were doing it. They were deferring tax. That's the foot on the gas, but the foot on the brake is they proceeded to sort of kill their deductions as they went along the way. That's the foot on the brake because most people pay off their house, so you don't have that deduction in retirement. The kids are gone. If they're not gone, you can't deduct them anymore. And you're not contributing money in retirement to IRAs and 401ks and the like, so you don't have that deduction anymore. If you're a business owner, you don't have those deductions anymore. And Congress keeps raising taxes, and hello, because of all of the trillions of dollars under this economic stimulus bailout package, taxes are going to go through the roof. This isn't free money. We are going to have to pay for that in the future. And so there's a lot of things you ought to consider at this opportune time, because why would you want to wait and continue to postpone or defer? If you've heard me on this radio show, I've been talking about the opportunity where maybe when the market crashes, like February of 2020 to March, the market dropped about 34%. The S&P 500, the Dow Jones also about a third. And even now, as I speak, it's still down about 20% from the February highs. And so I was giving advice to many, many people that, hey, this is the opportune time to get taxes over and done with on your IRAs and 401ks. If you had an account, let's say with $900,000 in it in mid-February of 2020, and in mid-March, it's only worth $600,000, would you rather pay tax, let's say in a 33% combined federal and state income tax bracket, would you rather pay tax on $600,000, which would be about $200,000, or would you rather wait until your money gets back up to that high water mark at $900,000 and then pay $300,000 in tax? But hello? Taxes are going to go up. In fact, the Congressional Budget Office and the General Accountability Office says that taxes will likely have to go up to at least 50%, but probably even as high as 60 and 70% if we keep passing trillion-dollar economic stimulus bailout legislation and proposals based upon what is going on because of COVID-19. And so, yes, you probably ought to get the taxes over and done with, but here's the opportunity. If you touch money in an IRA or 401k, known as a qualified plan, before the age of 59 and a half, generally there is a 10% penalty tax on top of the regular tax. Now, frankly, there have been many times that I've done an analysis, a tax analysis, with my clients, with their CPA, and we discovered that even with a 10% penalty, that is probably a lower tax rate than they will likely be if they continue to postpone, delay the inevitable, and heaven forbid, taxes go to 50, 60, or 70% in the future. But here's that wonderful opportunity. If you have a hardship, now, from what I understand, if you want to take advantage of the no penalty withdrawal on a 401k that you can take out up to $100,000, now, you could withdraw it or you could borrow it out. If you borrow it out, then you have to pay it back. And from what I understand, if you take out, let's say, up to $100,000, you do not have a 10% penalty. In fact, the tax you owe will be spread out over 3 tax years. So that could save you a lot because of many times people being unemployed or not earning as much money during this COVID-19 period. So this is a tax year that you will likely have less income. And so if you can spread out the tax on a withdrawal out of a 401k, let's say, over a 3-year period. Now, you could pay the loan back and you could file amended returns. But frankly, I think most of you, if you took advantage of the no penalty withdrawal, ought to keep the money out. Get the taxes over and done with at today's tax rates, rather than thinking they're going to be any better in the future. No, they're going to be worse, and I think far worse. So you want to get the taxes over and done with, and then here's the critical part. Reposition the after-tax money into something that's going to be tax-free from now on. Now, you may need help with income or making ends meet, and that's why Congress allows this no penalty withdrawal. But listen, if you could grab $100,000 without paying an extra 10%, plus spread the tax rate over a 3-year period, and then take the net after tax money and put it into one of my favorite vehicles, a laser fund, that's totally tax free. And you ride the market back up again tax free, not tax deferred. But here's the key: when the market crashes again, and it will, it's not a matter of if, it's when, you will not lose if you take advantage of the indexing strategies in my favorite vehicle, which I call the laser fund. So let's say that the values in your 401ks and IRAs went from $900,000 down to $600,000, and you got the taxes over and done with on $600,000 when the values were lower, and your current tax bracket is likely the lowest bracket you will ever be in. And let's say it's still 33%. So you pay tax of $200,000. So out of the $600,000, you're netting $400,000. You put that over into a laser fund, let's say, a tax-free strategy. And I'm simplifying this, of course. But now you ride the market back up again. And if the market recovers, because when you have a 33% loss, it has to be followed by a 50% gain to get back up to the break even. So if you left your money in an IRA or 401k, the $600,000 would have to go back up to $900,000. Well, if you paid the taxes on $600,000, you only have a net of $400,000. But when it goes up 50%, you're up to $600,000, but now you're tax free. And people say, well, what's the difference between a tax free $600,000 and a yet to be taxed IRA worth $900,000 finally again? Well, when the market dives again, you will lose if you have your IRA 401k funds in the market. If it's in a laser fund, you will not lose because zero is your hero. You may not earn anything. You may earn zero, but you don't lose. And so you have that protection. But let's say taxes go up to 50%, not 60 or 70% like they predict, just 50%. Would you rather pay tax now at 50% on $900,000 in an IRA or 401k? That would be $450,000 in tax, only netting you $450,000. If you got the taxes all over and done with when it was worth $600,000, now you have recouped and you have $600,000 tax-free. What's better, $600,000 tax-free or $450,000 after tax? Hello? Yes. As a tax strategist, I've helped many, many people do strategic rollouts. But here's the golden opportunity where you can avoid a 10% penalty if you're under the age of 59 and a half. To get some of that money out and the taxes over and done with sooner than later, reposition it into something that's going to be tax-free from now on and protect yourself from market volatility.
This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio. This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio.
COVID-19, 401k, no penalty withdrawal. How to take advantage of this? If you're just joining us, this is Doug Andrew, Three Dimensional Wealth Radio. In the first segment, I was talking about should you take advantage of the 401k no penalty withdrawals due to the COVID-19 stimulus package. And so let me continue along that trend of thought in this segment, because I've helped many people at retirement planning, which is different than for retirement planning, and ideally help them roll out their money from those IRAs or 401ks and get the taxes over and done with over, let's say, a five-year period. And I've helped many people do that rather than continue to postpone, delay the inevitable, procrastinate paying the tax until they're 70 and a half. Now it's age 72. And then take out RMDs if you don't need the money. Now, RMD stands for required minimum distribution. And many advisors out there say, oh, yeah, if you don't need the money, just take out the RMD. Now, I think that's the worst advice ever for most people, because that's not saving you tax. That is compounding the tax. And we have this software program we developed years ago that would shock people when I would show them, okay, let's say that you waited until you were 70 and a half, and that was the age back then. Now, you can wait till you're 72, but you have to take out, based upon your life expectancy, a certain amount of your IRA or 401k money each year, or else the penalty is 50%. So let's say your life expectancy is 20 years. You have to take out 1/20, let's say at age 72. And so if you had $1 million, 1/20 would be 50 grand. If you don't pull out $50,000 that year, the penalty is $25,000 on top of the tax. And the government wants that money out and taxed before you die so they can tax it again when you do die, folks. But see, it's the best savings bond the government ever came up with for themselves. But if they can keep you as their partner for as long as you live and as long as your spouse lives, why would they ever want to dissolve a partnership where they will get 1/3, or when taxes go up to 50%, they'll get 50%, half of everything you will ever, ever earn in that deferred IRA or 401k when you stretch it out. That does not make sense. So when we would do this analysis for many people, they were flabbergasted when they thought they were saving tax by taking RMDs. And we would add it up through their life expectancy, and then through their spouse's life expectancy, and then even through their children, because they could transfer it down to their children. Now, under the law, children must get the money out and taxed within 10 years if they inherit an IRA or 401k. Now, in my advanced continuing education classes with CPAs and tax attorneys, when they finally learn this and see the analysis, instead of having blinders on looking at one single year, the current year, well, I could save you tax if you just don't take out anything until you're 70 and a half. Well, you'll save tax if you take out the RMD. They're talking about saving you tax in that single year. If I say, wait a minute, are you trying to save them tax in a single year? Or over the life of the account. Let's add up what your strategy is going to cost them in the long run, and they're flabbergasted, versus getting the money out, the taxes over and done with, let's say over a five-year strategic rollout is what I call it. And so the key is this. There's three phases. You do a strategic rollout, not a rollover. See, a rollover, in my opinion, is like going from the frying pan into the fire. That would be somebody taking money in a 401k and rolling it over to an IRA, continuing to delay and procrastinate paying the tax. No, you want to do a rollout. So we've helped many people do a strategic rollout. Now, they had to pay the tax, and they got the taxes over and done with. And even though many times they have paid $250,000 or $500,000 in tax, we have saved them that much or more in taxes by getting it over and done with. But here's the second key. You must reposition the after-tax money into a vehicle that's going to be tax-free from now on. My favorite choice for that is a laser fund, is what I call it. It's a max-funded IUL, Indexed Universal Life Insurance Contract, where I have averaged 10.07% tax-free for the last 25 years. And so I'm able to earn a nice rate of return tax-free, net cash on cash that knocks the socks off of the average person who has their IRAs or 401ks in the market, because Dalbar says the average person with their money in the market only really averages about 3.49%. That's why the financial services industry has a 4% rule. They don't want you taking out more than 4% out of your IRA or 401k if you wait till your age 70 and a half or 72 now. Now, folks, $1 million nest egg at a 4% payout is only $40,000 a year, but you have to pay tax on that. Let's say you're fortunate to only be in a 25% tax bracket. You pay 25% on 40 grand, that's 10 grand. You're only netting 30,000 to buy gas and groceries, or are you? Most asset managers charge at least a 1% asset management fee. So 1% on that $1 million account is another 10 grand. You pull out 40,000 and you pay 10 grand in tax, 10,000 in asset management fees, you're netting 2% or 20 grand. What if you had a laser fund? Do you know for 46 plus years, I've averaged 8.2%. Let's say 8% on $1 million, that's 80,000 and that's tax free. How much more is 80,000 than 40,000? Yeah, it's double. But 80,000 is tax free. The 40,000 coming out of an IRA or 401k only nets you 20,000. How much more is 80,000 than 20,000? Don't say 60. It's 400% more. It's four times as much retirement income. We help people do this all the time. In our book, The Laser Fund, and I'll share with you how you can get a free copy, we have several stories and examples. One, two school teachers, that we saved them $250,000 of unnecessary tax getting their money out of their IRAs and 401ks from age 60 to age 70. And they had tax-free income and rates of return far greater than their IRAs or 401ks ever earned on the average. We had another gentleman who got $750,000 out of his IRAs and 401ks with no tax consequence because we resurrected deductions on his rental properties that offset the tax as we rolled the money out. So he got $750,000 out without paying any tax consequence on those IRAs and 401ks because I've been a tax strategist my entire career. We helped another couple. They had too much money in there, but what drove me crazy is their CPA said they can afford to pay $2.6 million in tax because they had about $5.5 million in their IRAs or 401ks. I said, do you want to pay $2.6 million if you don't have to? No. We couldn't save them $2.6 million, but we saved them $1.2 million. Do you know what they did with that $1.2 million of otherwise payable tax? They set up what I call a family bank, and it is funding college, funding for their children and grandchildren, also military, religious, humanitarian missions, all kinds of neat things in their family, rather than just going down the drain in unnecessary tax. Folks, I can show you how to redirect otherwise payable taxes to causes you support, and a good tax strategist may be able to even resurrect some deductions that will offset some of the tax you pay. But here's the opportunity right now under COVID-19. If you can prove a hardship, you can access up to $100,000. You can spread out the tax over 3 years and avoid the 10% penalty tax that normally is there if you touch that money before age 59 and a half.
This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio.